This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is Dr. Domingo with Refined Looks. We're glad to have you on board with us today, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. Great to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's our pleasure. We're always glad to learn a little bit more about local businesses. And that's what we've joined here together for today, is to learn a little bit more about what you do and what your company does. So we'll just jump right in and just ask you that. Tell me a little bit more about your business.
So I am part of Refined Looks Plastic Surgery. We're actually the first and largest plastic surgery practice in Chattanooga. We were established in 1958. And since that time, they had several of the prominent plastic surgeons as part of our group. With the kind of rise of social media, we rebranded a few years ago. We were previously called just the plastic surgery group, but found that people trying to search for us online had trouble kind of getting to us because it's such a broad and vague name. So we rebranded to Refined Looks Plastic Surgery and Spa. We have two surgery offices, one in downtown Chattanooga that we built in 2019 that actually has a surgery suite in it. And then we just opened up an office in Cleveland. So thankful to be up there now, last year. And both have associated med spas. Our practice also includes the Hayes Hand Center, which brought hand surgical care to our community. And so that's available in all our locations. We're a group of 9 surgeons. Two of us exclusively do hand surgery and are actually orthopedic surgeons with hand surgery fellowship training. We have 1 craniofacial pediatric specialist. 3 of us do plastics and hand surgery, and 2 of us, including myself, just do solely plastic surgery. I am currently in the process of my board certification, but the rest of my partners are all board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. The 2 hand surgeons are certified by the Board of Orthopedic Surgery with a hand surgery certification as well. We perform all aspects of plastic surgery, including cosmetic and reconstructive procedures.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Appreciate you sharing all that with us. And you said this company had been around since
1958.
What about that? Wow.
So we brought plastic surgery to this region and then also hand surgery. And so are very thankful to still be here with this community today.
Yeah, that's not just a history. That's a legacy, Dr. Domingo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. How did you decide that you wanted into this field of medicine?
Yes. So I actually come from a family of physicians. I have 13 physicians in my family, and everyone is medicine. And so I set a goal for myself that I wanted to be the first surgeon in my family. So after I received my medical degree from the University of Louisville, I moved down to Chattanooga in 2012 and did my general surgery training and then my plastic surgery training, all under the UT Health Systems here in Chattanooga. And then when I graduated in 2021 from plastic surgery, I was lucky to be hired by this group. But all my partners have similarly achieved extensive surgical training, including 2 of my partners that actually trained here in Chattanooga as well, and then were hired when they finished training as well, Dr. Ream and Dr. Waldrop. So we're very close to this community. And then having spent over a decade here during my training, I knew I wanted to stay a part of this community. So I made sure to stay on everybody's radar. So when I graduated, I begged them to take me.
Well, I doubt you. I doubt you had to beg too hard.
So I'm very thankful to be here because I love Chattanooga. I love Cleveland. Yes. It's just a great area all around.
That it is. That it is. You know, talking about the business of plastic surgery, whether it be like you said, the facial or hands or whatever. Mm-hmm. Tell us about any myths or misconceptions that people may hear about your product or, you know, service or industry.
Yeah. So when people think of plastic surgery, I think a lot of people just instantly come to mind, like facelifts and breast augs, Botox and stuff like that. But that's not all that we do. My partners and I all take call for Erlanger Hospital Systems, and we just got our privileges over at Tenova in Cleveland. And so this allows us to take trauma calls. So aside from all our cosmetic duties, we also are involved with facial trauma when people get facial fractures or even extremity trauma of their legs or their arms, that we're all involved in the reconstruction. We also do a fair amount of cancer reconstruction, whether it be for breast cancer, head and neck cancer, or even some orthopedic extremity cancers. We're involved in kind of building all these patients back up. We also have a craniofacial specialist, Dr. Thurston, who trained in Kansas and Michigan, which is two of the biggest craniofacial practice or programs in the country. So we're thankful to have him bring that to our region. He deals with the cleft palate and abnormal skulls of babies when they're born and stuff like that. And then also with Hayes Hand Center, dealing with elective hand surgery and trauma hand surgery. And that includes like broken fingers, carpal tunnel, stuff like that. So we really encompass all aspects of plastic surgery, not just the cosmetic side.
Switching over a little bit to the personal side, since your practice has chosen to make you the face of the business here today, tell us a little bit about what Dr. Domingo does for fun when he's not working.
So I absolutely love this community. I'm involved with a lot of the fundraising and charity galas in town, as are all my partners. But when I'm not doing that, I really just love spending time with my family and my friends. I have a huge Filipino family. There's about 50 of us that just went to the Philippines all together. I love traveling the world. Recently got married. And just love exploring new local restaurants, and the live music scene down here has gotten good. And then in the summer, of course, love hanging out on the river or the lake.
Oh yeah. Well, congratulations on the wedding.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a new chapter in life.
Yes.
Well, can you describe maybe one hardship or life challenge that, you know, you rose above and can now say because of that challenge that you are better or maybe stronger for it?
Absolutely. So like I was alluding to earlier, I come from a family of physicians, and that all started with my grandfather, Henry Eugenio. He was an immigrant, brought his family to America in the 70s, joined the Navy, and then became an emergency medicine physician in Kentucky. So he has been a huge instrumental influence on myself and my family and my career in particular. He actually just recently passed. So that was a tough thing for all of us to deal with, particularly because he was the patriarch. Knowing that he is so proud of us, and we wanted to continue to make him proud. And so trying to get back into the rhythm after him passing, given that he was such a big influence in all our lives, has been really a tough challenge for me. Cause he, my parents are divorced. And so he was really the father figure in my life. And so just being able to get up every day and know that I'm doing it for him has kind of been a struggle, but I know that he'd want us to continue to work hard. And so that's what we'll do.
Well, we're very sorry for your loss, Dr. Mingo.
Guys, thank you.
I miss my grandparents too. I understand that very much. Switching back over to the business side, what's one thing that you wish, besides all the things you've already described and explained to us, what's one thing that you wish that all the listeners out here could know about your business?
Well, aside from the things we do as far as reconstruction, when it comes to cosmetic stuff, just knowing that you're beautiful and you don't need a plastic surgeon to tell you that, we're just here to help you believe it. And aside from that, a question that I get a lot is, where are we located? So I definitely want to tell our listeners where we're located. Our main office is in downtown Chattanooga on the riverfront, 901 Riverfront Parkway, Suite 100. And then our med spa's on the second floor. We're on the first floor. And then our newly opened Cleveland office is right off Paul Huff. It's 4472 Ellis Circle Northwest, right over there by Panda Express and Chipotle. There's also an Erlanger building. But yeah, I see a lot of patients out and about. They're like, where is your office? And so getting everybody to know that would be good.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. And if they want to contact someone by telephone, how would they reach you?
Yes. So both our offices actually have the same phone number. And then you just let them know which office you want to be seen at. And that number is 423-756-7134.
All right. And one more question.
Yes,
no, go ahead. I was
just going to add, and we're on social media as well. On Instagram, we're at Refine Looks Plastic Surgery. Our spa is at Refine Looks Spa. And then my professional Instagram is Dr. Nico Domingo. And so you can reach out through those avenues as well. Our practice also has a Facebook page. And so any of those avenues, you'll be able to get to somebody.
That was my next question. So thank you for helping me out.
Absolutely.
All right. But Dr. Domingo, it has been an absolute pleasure to meet you today. So thankful for your new life that you are moving forward. I'm sure your grandfather would be so happy knowing that you've gotten married and moving forward, and much success from great wishes from us. Much success to you and also to the folks there at Refine Looks. We're so thankful to have you here in this area. And I just want to say one more thing before we close out. You good neighbors of Cleveland and also the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Dr. Domingo and learning more about the company, we hope you will take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products or services they provide. Before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area and also in Cleveland. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.